The fourth site just off the N15 was discovered quite by accident, or certainly observation. Every time I was on my way to Ballyshannon, I always noticed that there were a few vans at the side of the road just outside Ballintram. And I always noticed that there was, looked like some kind of object at the top of one of the hills. So I kind of did a bit of digging, and I even asked the local auctioneer. He certainly didn't know about it. And finally I got to the bottom of it, that it was the rather unusually titled St. Asicus. And I think his story is great. I think it's very interesting that the fact that he was so talented, so humble, right-hand man of such a famous character, and yet he decided to go off and do a Greta Garbo. We don't see too many places that we can associate with a 5th century person. Well, maybe St. Patrick himself, but many of those are slightly in doubt. But certainly Rathlin O'Byrne Island was where Asicus retreated to. We also have the shrine just outside Ballintra to see where he died. We can go to Sligo Cathedral to see a very nice representation of St. Asicus in the stained glass window, and also the beaten tabernacle and altar are doffing of the cap to Asicus and his handiwork. And then, of course, we can go to Elphin, to his office, effectively, down in Roscommon. I'm fortunate enough to have the skills of Pierce Ferreter and also Bernard Egan to tell us a little bit more about Asicus.
Asicus was appointed Abbot Bishop of Elphin Monastery by St. Patrick, who had earlier converted him to Christianity. Since dioceses were not established until the middle of the 12th century, his bishopric extended primarily to the community of Elphin. Asicus was a skilled coppersmith who used his talents as a metalworker and bell founder to produce numerous religious objects. Two of his patterns were preserved, one at Armagh and another at Elphin, until they disappeared at the beginning of the 20th century. The Book of Armagh records that when Patrick came to Boyle to ordain priests and to consecrate bishops, he visited the new church built nearby by Attracta. Attracta was happy with this, particularly when Patrick agreed to conduct the service to bless the new building. Asicus, who was in attendance with Patrick, provided the sacred vessels. In later life, Asicus suffered shame and sorrow because of a lie he was accused of telling. As a result, he retired to a solitary hermitage on Rathlin Ibern, a small rocky isle off the coast of Glencolumbkill. It took 7 years for his brother monks to locate him. They persuaded him to return to Elphin. He agreed, but being old, he planned to break his journey at Racoonga, Ballintra. Upon reaching Racoonga, his strength gave out and he died. He was buried in the Rath under the uninscribed gravestone. From that time, Rathlin Ibern became part of the monastic settlement of Elphin, and a close bond was maintained between Elphin and Racoonga. Tradition tells us of 5 more bishops buried here. One is identified as E. MacBrickna, a contemporary of Asicus, who was a hermit bishop and lived on Slieve League. The Asicus Memorial. In 1953, Joseph Walls of Ballintra purchased the land. In 1956, pilgrimages from Elphin resumed under the patronage of the late Dr. Hanley, Bishop of Elphin. The pilgrimage is celebrated on the last Sunday in April to correspond with the feast day of St. Asicus on the 27th of April. The memorial marking the grave of Asicus was erected in 1956. The inscription on the monument reads in Gaelic and in English as "To St. Asicus, Bishop by the hand of Patrick." This monument was erected in 1956 by the support and direction of the priests and people of the Diocese of Elphin. May I acknowledge, in conclusion, that the information I have just given is taken from the book entitled Drum Home, which was written by Bernard Egan of Ballintra in 1986.